assuming that was the X-rays. Came from a broken home. Oldest in the family. Middle brother and younger sister. I had a lot of responsibilities. My mother really warped our opinion of our father. I love my mother dearly now. 20 years ago, since we thought, you know, psychology was different then and so forth. But growing up, I had a very warped opinion of my father and of men, I suppose. I thought I did it, like, I had a lot of boyfriends and things like that. And it was so comfortable. My mother taught school. My father was a policeman. I was always worried about insecurity, I guess.
Did you see your father?
Yes, regularly.
But he didn't move at home after
that? After sixth grade, I think about that. Much of what... It was distorted. My mother was very biased. And actually they had a sexual problem and she resented him for that. And carried the resentment over, and you know, I didn't realize what the basic problem was until, you know, years later. So I went to parochial school, girls' high school, college, I don't know, is there, what else? Worked all kinds of jobs, you know.
What did you say?
Elementary education, psychology, English, heavy in those subjects.
Did you always live in Buffalo?
Always live in Buffalo, yeah. On the east side, I suppose. Always, never wore, what is it, pink and green on Thursdays because you were queer, so, you know, I had no experience. No relationship to relationships that were anything but straight male.
We were in a heavy relationship.
Oh, everything was always heavy for me. Second day it's heavy. I don't know if you're able to hear me. Three men, I don't know. All right, now when I was about 19, It starts driving, going out the fire. And I'm like, wow. We were like already a year behind going to bars. I was going steady with some guy in the service, but I always had a guy in the service. And we saw Chippewa, was the greatest street in the world. Wow, this is just like New York City, bright lights. We had no idea it was the den of iniquity, you know, the cheap bar and Buffalo's in Chippewa.
But it's kind of the same.
It's worse now.
But it was still.
We were never as bad off as I thought we were, but I just always knew it was Oh,
Oh, then that room. I got asked to dance and whatever. And then we'd go back. And so we played Dungeons & Flattery. We go up places other than this.
Another
place to go and be
better. Yeah. How's your friend
going? Well, at first she was interested to no attraction. There was no immediate attraction on my part. It was revulsion, but also curiosity. Overwhelming curiosity. He talked. They talked, you know. It was what? They never, to my knowledge, had any feelings.
And so it was the whole.
I remember being in a child in school, seeing a nun going to the bathroom, private bathroom. I was shocked. I mean, I thought they closed up after, you know, so I never thought this. Things like that, I didn't think. Except, like, in the 10th grade, you don't go to the bathroom anymore, something like this, so, yeah. I'm very naive, but I thought I was very worldly. I had a child out of wedlock, and I had 30 months for adoption, and spent 6 months from home for my mother. Very traumatic to be away from home, to be away from my baby sister and my dog. Those people pushed me. And then my mother and brother. I had brothers and two girls. I'd say there were riots or something. And, I deliberately got pregnant. Because my father, well, this was in before I ever went to the theater. This was when I was 16. My father came back because my brother and I were unruly. My girlfriend Mary and I were a very tight, very strong, tight friendship. In high school, but they never thought for a minute that we were accepted by all the cliques. We were fun, and we together, I feel, we're unique. Everybody liked us. We were played off each other. Very good. People still enjoy being around me.
You said Benson?
Yes, my best. 7 years after my sister and my best with me. And I think that with me, like Susan would have sounded better if, you know, didn't hear it. Just Susan would sound better than your sister. We had a deep love. We meant more to each other than our family member of our family did or whatever. But it was never anything physical.
Could we talk about, were you able to stay to each
other? Oh, we loved it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sunday and Vic, we'd want to go out. We'd always want to be together. And to talk on the phone. Talk about the movie stars, our favorite 10 movie stars, but she had a bad home background, an alcoholic mother, and she could put on punishment if you stayed out too late. So, we get on the phone and we develop kind of like a code. Her punishment would be she couldn't talk to me for like a week. Or she couldn't go shopping with me for a month. Because all you do is make her figure for punishment. And once Mary couldn't go to a dance, she would have called off at the last minute. Oh, it's terrible. We developed this more calm room. And no one would know what we were talking about when they were listening to this. I love you, remember? And we joke about it. If she called, if she went downtown, we had this phone number, all different phone booths downtown, all of your stores, and down the Buffalo. She got down, I had to go downtown. She'd call me, give me a cold, and we hang up real quick, and she'd go dying back.
And I know she'd be in Hempstead County. I'd say, call her, the phone booth in Hempstead County. And, or, hey, you know, be at an Auburn, you know, and hang up real quick to get a dime bag. And this is if she gets some down here, and couldn't get through to me, and I couldn't quick go with it, while she was in punishment. And we were really terms and close. Once we even decided we were going to get up in the morning and meet each other in the hospital grounds, we just, you know, probably were too late to get out of bed. So, but this is just a little, but we just talked and talked about it. How we started doing that. And how we were going to move to New York City together and live in a ghetto, you know.
For the movie Stop Me.
There were no early telephone plans, but other than that, I hated my father, so I didn't get him at all. And then I regretted it. My brother strongly resents my mother for her corrupting me. And depending upon how my sister, what mood my sister's in, she sympathizes with my mother or resents my mother. Okay. So the strongest influence in my life at the time of year, I was considered the leader. Older men, we have bus drivers who drive buses. They're Christian bus drivers. We called one Willpower. One was called Willpower because he wouldn't pay attention to it. And he must have a lot of willpower and he hasn't paid attention to it. Hurt by it, and we started arguing again. The guy ended up walking away. It was really funny, right? pretty safe because, you know, people are doing terrible things. And I have learned to be a I'm a great debater. I came in there to, you know, get it off from me. And, but I wonder, you know, I'm just drawing here, it doesn't matter. But anyway, she, I would talk to her and we'd go. Then we'd find out the name of another place. But it was right now. At any rate, this one butch began to pay attention to me. And I didn't care for this butch. I thought, you know, get in the circle, lead me to the one that I like it, because the chicken's so well, you know. And, this, Bobby, or whatever. And, so I went with his, I used to go around with his, I actually went on a date with this, Charlotte character, my first. Yeah. Okay. My first experience of kissing or whatever. Alright. I want to tell you, biggest disappointment of my life. The big, as I look back on my whole, all the years I spent in the gay life and on the fringes, my biggest disappointment is such a lack sexual activity. I thought, you know, jeepers, they must, you know, jive every night, you know. No, and this is universal. All of them. You know, I could drink every night. No, oh, biggest disappointment. At any rate.
Were you sexually attracted to this woman at all, though? Or was it just... She was never a woman. They were never a woman to me. Were you sexually attracted to this woman? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's still out. A little bit. Actually, I viewed her as a means of getting to the one that I was. Okay, so.
Would
you
take initiative? Oh, yes, I eventually did, yes, when I got to know people. And,
what time is it?
So you ask me one more time, I'll say bedtime. It took me, quite a while to actually get attracted to me, except for this one butch thing. And also interested in this one, was also butch. Second choice. I eventually knew the ropes because I was pretty and blind, and I got to know people so that I didn't answer around there. I said, you know, you know, they go there anymore. And she's saying, all
right.
She's saying, well, you got 10 minutes now. Come on, what about Joe or Frank? Frank is in the time. Woody. And, I said, oh, that's all right, you know, I keep them on the string. First station.
What were you going to ask me? If she would meet people through?
No.
She would go with them and go?
Oh, no.
He said hi to them, and then we talked to them, and, they showed an interest in her and was there.
No. And they, you know, back off. And they knew she was straight.
We could,
Shame if they were sitting there and say, if anybody's straight, you can't.
Yeah. Is it okay that Mary was in there being straight? Or
was it not fine? They were, she was our seven. I think I would look kind of trouble. Definitely.
I eventually, you know, because I was pretty. I got enough guts to go on by myself, and I really got enough with Cheryl. Whom I knew, fascinated about 3 or 4 weeks, about a month, I held her attention. And there was someone else. And really, it missed me. But there were others in the meantime that I knew well enough to be able to go and talk to, because I did develop, as the week went, I developed another crush on me.
Was it totally through the bar that always happened, or was it sort of part of